Commentator Bob Cook has found himself paying a lot more attention to the commercials while he's watching football this fall.
If you've watched just about any sporting event this fall, you've probably seen this ad.
Sometimes you need a little help staying in the game.
A 40-something guy with distinguished gray hair and a still-cut body is working on his impeccable yard at his suburban estate. On his way to the shed to get, I don't know, his leaf blower or something, he comes upon a football and throws it toward a tire swing and misses the hole. But as the announcer starts talking more about something called Levitra, he starts flinging the pigskin dead center, throw after throw. His wife appears, giving him a look like, "Take me now, Dan Marino!"
Ask about new Levitra.
The ad doesn't say what Levitra is, or specify the ailment it's intended to treat. Nonetheless, the symbolism clues you in. Levitra is taken to treat the dreaded erectile dysfunction. You know, it used to be that if you watched or listened to sports, you got a lot of ads selling you the fantasy that, if you drank the right beer, you'd be swamped with chicks. Now the ads seem to go out of their way to tell sports fans, you're a loser. The Levitra ad is bad enough, but sports talk radio is even worse. Here's the ad rotation. Quick weight loss products, poor eyesight therapies, balding cures, career assistance, credit counseling, so-called natural Viagra alternatives, and what is euphemistically referred to as male enhancement treatments. Apparently, the average sports talk radio listener is a fat, blind, bald, unemployed, broke guy who, shall we say, can't perform with his unusually small instrument. Aging baby boomers are blamed for everything, so let's blame them for the existence of these ads. Various surveys show baseball has the oldest fans, with a median age of 45, with pro basketball, football, and hockey not far behind. The introduction of Viagra in 1998 has in the past few years left us with images of middle-aged driver Mark Martin hitting NASCAR tracks in the Viagra-mobile, Levitra up the ante this fall when it paid big bucks to be the official men's health drug advertiser of the NFL. Some of those Levitra ads feature a stunning image of manliness gone limp. Tough guy Mike Ditka. That's disturbing enough to give Saturday Night Live's to superfans another heart attack. Then again, sports fans, demographically speaking, look and feel more like the superfans than hip young things. So ads talking about the troubles, not the dreams, of men may become more common. It's kind of depressing, the contrast between the finely tuned athletes on the field and the broken down fans off it. It's enough to make you, I don't know, turn off the game so you can go in the backyard to try to throw a football through a tire swing. I hope I can still hit the hole.
Bob Cook lives in Chicago and writes about sports for the online magazine Flack.